It's time for Let's Talk Legal with your host, Cecil Harvell and Wes Collins from the law firm of Harvell & Collins. If you've got a legal question, they can give you the answer. Call now, 1-800-818-2255, and let's talk legal.
Let's Talk Legal with Harvell & Collins, attorneys at law, and waiting for your questions, too, and our local numbers at 247-7282 and 353-4674. And Cecil Harvell is with us this morning. Good morning, Cecil.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
We're doing well. I hope everybody made it through the ice and the snow from last week.
We are here. Yeah. Speaking of ice and snow, I slid into Cary, North Carolina, the end of last week for some continuing legal education.
Yeah, there's still some slush around there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You know, Ben, it's important for our listeners to know that we lawyers really are, which is a very good thing, mm-hmm. under a good and noble obligation to have a significant amount of annual continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
And these programs are usually held and supported by our Bar Association, mm-hmm. And other kind of accredited institutions that that support programming.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to attend a program as part of the elder law section of the North Carolina Bar Association. I was struck by a pamphlet, if you will, or a handout that is known as the Senior Citizens Handbook. It's actually the 10th edition of the Senior Citizens Handbook, Laws and Programs Affecting Senior Citizens in North Carolina. And it's published by the North Carolina Bar Association, the Elder Law Section.
Mm-hmm.
And the I'm quite impressed with it. If any of our listeners would like to have a copy of this handbook, if they will call our office, I will be glad to direct you to the number where you are able to call, and I know that the Bar Association would send you a copy. In fact, at the front of the handbook, they give us the information as to how to get this handbook out to the public.
So if you want to call Harvell & Collins, again, their number is 726-9050-252, 726-9050.
Yeah. This is actually, as I said before, the 10th edition of this mm-hmm. handbook. And, of course, it's a general guideline to all sorts of various issues of laws that affect senior citizens.
You know, all our senior centers ought to have this in their library.
They really should.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll check to see that our local center mm-hmm. does. Of course it covers things mm-hmm. such as, you know, powers of attorney, living wills, the last will and testament, probate, estate administration, things that you would expect it to cover. But believe it or not, who would think that it would cover such things as rights of the elderly, you know, under landlord-tenant law.
Huh. Oh,
and
really?
Some of the issues that evolve for the aging as mm-hmm. they enter into tenancy arrangements as they age. Also, of course, and I want to go into details here in a moment, but so many issues concerning the protection of the elderly now from scams.
Mm. Right.
Through telephone, mail, internet.
Yes.
Marketing.
Just heard a new one yesterday about somebody calling up claiming to be a jury coordinator, and you've been called for jury duty, and so you didn't know that. So, well, give me your social security number so I can look it up. And you know, of course,
it really is astonishing. The amount of fraud that's out there.
Mm-hmm. They're targeting the elderly, too.
They are. And so, of course, the Attorney General's Office of the State of North Carolina has a very active program to attempt to assist the elderly on those kinds of matters, and that's mm-hmm. a very good thing. Of course, there also is a lot of information in here about Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
applying for Medicaid, the look-back rule, the 60-month look-back rule,
right.
things that we, of course, have discussed on the program, mm-hmm. you know, routinely here on Let's Talk Legal. So, anyway, let's talk about a few of these things. Let's go to some of the things such as patients' rights in nursing homes and patients' rights in the hospitals. That's something that I don't know that we have particularly talked about here.
No, not on this program. We've had some of the patients' rights advocates that come in talk to us about that. But it is an issue that almost everybody encounters at one time or another.
Right, right. In a nursing home, there is a declaration of patients' rights. It is state law, North Carolina state law, that residents of any kind of nursing facility are to be treated with consideration, respect, and dignity, that their care, treatment, and services are to be adequate and appropriate and compliant with federal and state statutes, and that they are to receive at the time of admission and during their stay a written statement of the services provided by the facility.
Mm-hmm.
They are to have on file a written order of the attending physician containing any information as to the attending physician, what the physician deems appropriate or necessary or scheduled for the patient's medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Right. You know, I think a lot of folks that, you know, you have a relative in the nursing home and you just kind of let things just happen as they happen. And you don't even think about really that those patients have particular rights and you have a right as their advocate.
Well, you do. And of course, you have a right to their information if you are their healthcare agent,
mm-hmm,
under their healthcare power of attorney, which of course is a document that we have talked about here on the program, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that any of our loved ones have, mm-hmm, a written document that appoints someone in our family to be our agent, to be able to have legal access to our medical records.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is under current law. It is. They're not able to give access,
right,
to even members of the family.
Yeah, exactly.
So, a healthcare power of attorney is very important.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that always happens that we hear a lot about in a nursing facility is just the free roaming of the patient, unfortunately, and, mm-hmm, the ability of the patient to be able to leave the facility. And we've had clients who unfortunately have left the facility and have gotten lost.
Right, right.
Something's
happened to them.
Something, yeah, has happened to them, things of that nature. And of course, you know, the facility is to provide a safe, place for the patient. The patient also has a right to file a grievance and to recommend changes in policies and services without any fear of reprisal, restraint, or interference.
Mm-hmm.
We had a client recently who had his belongings were gone through,
mm-hmm,
if you will. They were looked through in a way that he found obtrusive, and, mm-hmm, he also thought that some things were missing as a result of that.
Yeah.
And this was very upsetting to him. And of course, he feared that if he brought it to the attention of the management of the nursing home, that there would be, you know, some sort of reprisal. A discrimination, or,
right,
or that he would be prejudiced in some way,
which is not an unusual thing. I mean, that is the case that a lot of people feel like. I mean, their care is in somebody else's hands,
correct?
And so,
right,
they do feel kind of helpless at times.
And what we have to hope, and I do think that it's the case, we really are fortunate here in Eastern North Carolina, with most all of our facilities, that management, you know, really does want, mm-hmm, what's best for the patients that are living and spending time in their
right.
facility.
Mm-hmm.
And that if there is some sort of breach of respect that's occurring, you know, in one of the on one of the hallways or any of the rooms, then they do want that. They do want it brought to their attention.
Yeah.
And of course, the only way that's going to happen is through some representative of the patient.
There you go.
So the important thing for our listeners to understand this morning is just that there are important rights
mm-hmm.
of the patient in the nursing home, and similar sorts of rights exist for the elderly in the hospital.
Right. And the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services has some of those. You can go and find it on their websites as well, too. And if you want to get that Senior Citizens Handbook as well, you can call Harvell and Collins and find out how to get hold of that. You can reach them at 252-726-9050, and we'll have more with Cecil in just a moment. Welcome back to Let's Talk Legal with Harvell and Collins, attorneys at law here. And Cecil Harvell is with us this morning. And we're talking about recently that Cecil went to a class, a continuing education class on senior law and senior rights and responsibilities out there. And, you know, one of those areas, Cecil, I know it probably is pretty much the same kind of law that applies to anybody, but for a lot of people who maybe have sold their home or maybe they have lost their home
mm-hmm.
and then find themselves having to rent, and they've never done that before.
Well, there are a lot of older folks who sell their home and simplify their life and place the proceeds of the sale into a secured money market account. They're living on limited means at that point, and that's their nest egg, if you will. And this handout begins to talk and to try to explain to them just the fundamentals of how they go about renting a property. And of course, there are different types of properties, as we know. There are condominiums, there are homes, there are apartments, and what might be the best fit for you as an elderly person. And of course, the rights to have handicap accessibility
mm-hmm.
And the right to have security in terms of secured lighting at night
right.
and security in your parking area or mm-hmm. security in your elevator if you're on a second or third floor something of that nature.
Issues a 20-something may not even think of.
The quality of the construction, should you need to be able to vacate, you know, due to some mm-hmm. sort of emergency, a fire, a storm, a hurricane,
mm-hmm.
things that we, of course, hurricane is a common word
right.
here in eastern North Carolina. Many people need to rent a house after they reach retirement age. And there are guidelines that tenants, you know, sometimes just need to refresh their recollection about certain concepts, such as the security deposit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
mm-hmm.
fact that a security deposit is something that's held in a trust account and is required by law to be held in a trust account. And it's not money. It's your money
mm-hmm.
that's
right.
held in a trust account. It's not the money of the landlord. It's held in reserve, if you will, so that it's there, of course, to protect the property for the sake of the landlord. But it's also there to be refunded to you if, for some reason, you keep the property in good repair and you decide that the property, after living there for the term of the lease, you want to live somewhere else, then you should be able to have that refunded.
Right. Right.
And you're secure because of the fact that that money has been, you know, isolated and placed in a secure place. The landlord's duties, of course, are set forth in this little handout for the elderly, you know, to make repairs and keep the place fit and habitable, to comply with building codes and housing codes. Very, very important things.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly when we come to, you know, such things as, you know, exiting
mm-hmm.
for, you know, being able to exit a property properly.
That's right.
Fires. Again, storms, things of that nature. Keep the common areas safe. Provide operable smoke detectors. Tell you if the property is being sold. because if the property is being sold, it might be that the next owner of the property is not going to keep the property and is good a repair.
Mm-hmm. Or rent it, for that matter.
Correct. These are the kinds of things that this handout provides, kind of an explanation, a beginning of, or an outline, if you will, to the elderly of issues that they need to kind of think about, discuss with their family, if they were going to enter into any kind of rental arrangement.
Okay.
It also has a chapter, if you will, on how to register your phone with the National Do Not Call Registry.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good advice.
That's
for
good advice because there are so many prank phone calls now. It has a chapter on age discrimination and employment.
Yeah. Right. Again, so many of our seniors are certainly want to work and are certainly capable and qualified to work.
Right. Now, of course, as one would expect, of course, we talk about this on the program often, but you can't ever repeat it enough, and we have our last few minutes here. The bulk of the handout, as one would expect, is on, of course, you know, planning for your future. And, of course, it begins, Ben, you know, if I had written this handout, I would have put it at the very beginning as well, which, of course, is the power of attorney.
Right.
The durable power of attorney, which we talk about all the time.
Those primary documents,
you know, that
yes.
Primary, well, and that being probably the most primary document, okay? Like, because, after all, Ben, you know, there is a statutory scheme as to what happens to our property.
Mm-hmm.
If we die without a will, I'm not recommending that we die without a will.
Right, right.
Okay. It's usually more expensive. It's usually more time consuming. Mm-hmm. It usually takes more time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as efficient. There's more delay involved. But there is an outline there to follow. If on the other hand, we have no directive while we're living, of who is to pay our bills, okay, or who is to make our medical decisions, and we've left that completely blank, then we are forcing the government, if you will, which means then, of course, having to go to the county, to the clerk of court in the county in which we reside, to make a decision as to who is to be our guardian to make those choices for us.
Mm-hmm.
And That is very difficult. That's a very difficult procedure to have to go through. So a power of attorney is a very important document. It's a document where you appoint someone while you're of sound mind to make legal choices for you as to your finances, to make legal choices for you as to your medical decisions. And, of course, as one would expect, right here at the very beginning of planning for your future, of course, are those two documents.
All right. We're talking about, again, a special handout from the North Carolina Bar Association that you can obtain as well, too, from the folks at Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. You can call and find out more at 252-726-9050. You can always listen to past shows, too, at harvellandcollins.com. That's Harvell and Collins. 252-726-9050, and more with Cecil in just a moment. Hey, welcome back. This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station. Every Tuesday morning, we talk with our friends from Harvell and Collins, attorneys at law, on Let's Talk Legal, sponsored by Harvell and Collins. And Cecil is with us now to talk a little bit more about a special handout from the North Carolina Bar Association. What's it called?
It's called the Senior Citizens Handbook, prepared by the Elder Law Section of the North Carolina Bar Association. And after, of course, addressing the powers of attorney, it talks about the will, of course, then the types of wills. You know, the attested written will is the most common, the will that you usually obtain from a lawyer. There are other types of wills, though, as we've discussed here before. There is that famous holographic will that's written entirely in the handwriting of the testator. And it talks about these different types of wills and different kinds of advantages and disadvantages. And then it talks about the trust. And I thought it was interesting to say, you know, a chapter here on writing your own will or using a computer program. And the first sentence says, the old adage that you get what you pay for certainly applies to this situation.
Right, right.
So, of course, that's an interesting way to put that. And I, of course, tend to agree with that. You have to be very careful in this arena because, after all, you are making a very significant statement in your last will and testament. And I like to tell clients, and here we are in our last little minute here on this Tuesday morning, you know, you never know, Ben. You know, that client is in your office. They're about to sign a document. You know, even though they're 35 years old, you know, that could be, that very could be their very last signature. You just don't know.
All too often we know that's true.
That's right. Yeah. And of course, so in that signature really is a lawyer's highest calling to make sure that that document is exactly as that client desires it to be, and that they have been fully informed, and that they understand all of the choices that are available to them, and that they have made choices that are unique and are appropriate in their situation after having been fully informed of all of their options. And those are the nuances that I think we miss when we rely upon, you know, a book or a computer or a form or something of that nature.
Well, it's the old saying, the devil's in the details.
That's right.
It's so true that we have these issues that can crop up that we just don't think about because you guys are trained to think of it.
But I'm proud of the North Carolina Bar Association and this book. I think it's a great handbook. It's a good start for senior citizens. I'd like to put I'm going to get some extra ones and have them available at our office. And we'll see what we can do to make sure that there are some at the Senior Citizens Center here in Carteret Counties as well.
Yeah. And in fact, you should ask if you are going to one of the local senior centers in one of our other counties too, ask them about this. It'd be a great resource to have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can call the folks at Harvell and Collins arrange to have your own copy of that as well, too, at 252-726-9050 at 1107 Bridges Street in Morehead City, and online at harvellandcollins.com. And of course, being that you specialize so much in senior law, these are the elements that you guys have been living by for a long time. And so it's something to commend to you as well, that you stay on top of it. Even after all these years of practicing senior law, you still go back and get the refreshers on this.
Absolutely. Well, there are changes, of course.
Right. Yep. And we stay on top of that here. And that's what you hear on Let's Talk Legal every Tuesday morning with Harvell and Collins, Attorneys at Law, the right advice at the right time at harvellandcollins.com, 252-726-9050.